Hey everyone, welcome to Be the Change. My name is Lily Mott, and today I'm going to be talking about how change comes when you get feisty. I am so excited to share this week's guest with you, and I really hope to meet her very soon in person. Olivia Clark is a changemaker from Manchester in the UK, and she is raising awareness about so many different issues that are affecting young people in her community, across the UK, and around the world. So, without further ado, let's get started with this episode featuring Olivia Clark.
Well, hello, my name is Olivia Clark. I'm 21 years old and I'm from Manchester in the United Kingdom. I have been a change maker, activist, still working on what my title is for the past 9 years. And my journey started when I was 12, when I attended an organisation called Reclaim, who empower working class young people to be the leaders of today, tomorrow, every second, every hour. They empower young people to make changes in their community. And I kind of stayed on their programmes, and that really kickstarted my journey and has taken me on a wild 9 years of change making and advocating for working class young people to ensure that our voices are heard in every decision making room and that we're considered at every table at every moment where usually we'd be ignored. So yeah, that's just a bit about me.
I love that. And 9 years is so impressive, especially when you consider just how long most of us have been alive. So tell me a little bit about what inspired you to get started with this work. Some people have kind of an aha moment that really catalyzes their change-making career, and for others, it's more of a slow burn into activism. What was that path to change-making like for you?
Well, for me, when I first started, Reclaim's pitch of free food was what got me in the door initially, and just somewhere to go during the half term. I didn't have any intention to stay beyond the week. I had no kind of care. I just wanted to be with my friends during the half-term holidays and to have somewhere to consistently spend our time. But as time progressed, I realised that their programmes were for me. I knew as a young person that I had a voice, but I didn't necessarily know what to do with it. And I didn't know kind of productive and proactive ways to use it. I was also kind of a person that did things because my friends wanted to, and although I was my own person, I could easily slip in with the crowd and kind of follow their direction. And Reclaim was kind of that first turning point for me as an individual to go on my own journey. And it's kind of a running joke within my family that I never stuck at anything. Rugby, nope. Football, nope. Like any sports, nothing. No after school clubs. I just could never commit. And then Reclaim came along and change making and activism. And suddenly 9 years later, I'm still here. And it was the fact that I knew that my voice was powerful and I was being told that I could make change in my community. And I was being told everything that society had told me I couldn't do, that I could do it all of a sudden. And yeah, it wasn't an overnight thing where all of a sudden I could just change anything if I clicked my fingers. It was a process, but being filled with the confidence and equipped with the skills to feel comfortable to make that change was something that definitely kickstarted me early on in my journey. And I honestly owe everything to Reclaim, and I'm really lucky to still work with them. So I'm forever in debt to them and forever say thank you for what they did for me as a 12-year-old.
Absolutely. And I think it's so great that activism was the one thing that stuck with you. So tell me a little bit more about the work that you've done with Reclaim. I would love to know about some of the projects you've done in the past and also what you're working on now. Tell me about all of it.
So as I've kind of got older during my time at Reclaim, quite a few different things happened. We led kind of national and local campaigns. My most successful one was achieving free travel for 16 to 18 year olds across Greater Manchester through a bus pass called the Hour Pass. That was working in collaboration with the Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, and loads of other young people from across the city region to make travel accessible and to make opportunities accessible for everyone across every borough. So that no young person ever had to think that the cost of travel was a barrier to them, specifically for 16 to 18 year olds as they progress into higher education, whether that's a college or apprenticeships or accessing jobs. We wanted to make sure that that was something that young people were able to access. So that kind of birthed the Hour Pass. And that literally came from Reclaim asking me if I wanted to attend the mayor's, I think it was like a, he was running for the mayor at the time, and he was having like a gathering, and that's where that initial kind of challenge came in, and where I raised my concerns for travel and the barriers that that created for young people. Other campaigns that I've done with Reclaim, one was called If We Did This, that was alongside four other young people, where we challenged the toxicity within the House of Commons and the language used by leaders representing us, and how if we did that in school, we'd be put in detention, or we'd be punished, or we'd be disciplined. And why isn't that the same for those in power who have our futures in their hands? So we then went to the House of Commons and met with the speaker at the time, John Bercow, and he signed our like agreement to ensure that that was changed within the House of Commons. And we did see some changes, but as we can see with our current political leaders, it's not necessarily consistent. But it was definitely a successful campaign in the fact five working class young people from the north of England made it to the House of Commons to challenge our political leaders. There are loads of other campaigns in between, but I think now my full circle moment with Reclaim is that I sit on their board of trustees as a young trustee. So I'm the first young trustee the organisation has had, which, like I say, because of my journey with them, is a really full circle moment that I can be in a position where I'm ensuring young people's voices at the heart of everything we do, and from governance to right to the attendees joining the programme. So yeah, it's been a good 9 years with them, and I'm sure it will continue for a long time.
That is so exciting. And I think it's great that you've been able to participate in these campaigns, and they're working and they're having tangible impact. So can you tell me a little bit more about your community? What are some of the issues that young people in Manchester care about? And what are those issues that are impacting young people's lives there?
Yeah, well, my community is fabulous. I live in a place called Fallowfield in Manchester, and it's just a really nice community, working class area full of families and people that are just great. I love it around here, but what you'd see in the media, you wouldn't necessarily think. You'd see, oh, young people hanging out on the streets, or this litter or this rubbish. But I think that's one thing that I am constantly trying to challenge, is the stereotypes surrounding working class people and working class communities and the path that society has determined for working class young people. I think the most inspiring thing about my area, especially kind of as we see young people growing up, is the willingness to challenge and the willingness to learn and the confidence that young people have to go out and say no. That wasn't necessarily something that I did as a young child, or, and I know generations before me wouldn't have necessarily been as comfortable to challenge what was put in place by society. But I think with the people around me and the people that I meet in the work that I do, it's just a sense of hopefulness, and we all have a drive and a passion to just challenge everything, which I really, really love, that we're kind of a generation of just feisty characters. And I absolutely love that we're all really passionate about standing up for what's right. And just because our leaders are doing it doesn't mean we have to. And just because our political leaders are doing it doesn't mean it's right. And we're really happy to challenge that. So I think that's kind of the best thing about, especially being from the north of England as well. There's just something, there's a little pizzazz about the north, and I really like it.
That is so fun, and I'm excited to visit Manchester very soon at some point, hopefully. And I love that you're talking about being hopeful about young people's willingness to stand up and push back against leaders and get involved in politics, because I think that's all so inspiring, and I love to hear that. So I know this is a very big question, and you can kind of take it in whatever direction you'd like. But what are your hopes for the future with all of this work that you're doing? You're so passionate about this work, and that's very obvious. What are your plans for the future when it comes to your activism?
Well, I'm currently a student at Manchester Metropolitan and I'm in my third year studying education. So that degree is really looking at the British education system and how that works for young people and how it works against some young people and the ins and outs of teaching and all the things that you wouldn't necessarily think go into education is what we're exploring. And I think definitely after my educational experience during COVID and not getting A-level results and then getting A-level results and the complexity around education, especially as a working class young person, I really want to use my change making and my academic degree to collaborate and really work to ensure that education serves all young people and not just those that can afford it. So I don't really know what path that will take me on, but definitely I see myself in a political space. I see myself consistently challenging leaders and I see myself consistently speaking up and representing working class young people and the communities that we're from. So yeah, where that takes me, I'm not too sure, but I know it'll take me somewhere where my voice will be heard. But that's one thing I'm sure about.
I am sure about that too. I absolutely 100% see that for you in the future. And I really wouldn't expect anything different. So I'm excited to follow along. I have one more question for you. Lots of young people want to create change, but they may not know how to get started with that work. What advice do you have for those people who may be listening?
Oh, that is a great question. And it's definitely something when I first started out, I didn't know change making was even like a thing. I knew that there was people that challenged kind of people in power, but I didn't know that there was like a path that I could take. So I think, yeah, look at what's going on in your community, reach out to organizations if you can, and just see what they're doing. See if there's anything you can get involved with. I think one thing that's really great about this is that there's something for everyone, and if there isn't, you can just start it. But it's really good to look at what does exist so that you're not reinventing the wheel and that you're working and collaborating with those already doing things in your community. I think just know that you are powerful and that your voice can make change. And when society is trying so hard to silence you and doing absolutely everything they can to silence young people, use your voice, use your platform. You don't have to be an influencer. You don't have to be a celebrity. Like, you are enough to be the voice and be the change and be an advocate for people from your communities. You can do it. And I think society is really good at telling us that we can't do it. And I know it is easy just to be like, you can do it, you can make change, but you actually can. And I think that's, although social media definitely has its negative sides, that's the really positive thing about it as well, is that you can access resources at your fingertips. And if you can't, then there's always going to be someone that can support you in doing so. And I guess, yeah, just knowing that you can. And if you've got an idea, don't ignore that idea, because you're thinking about it for a reason. And if you've got a feeling inside, make sure you're listening to yourself. And honestly, okay, yeah, they're leaders. Yeah, they're political leaders, but just shout at them. Tell them why you're not happy with them. Tell them why they're wrong. And don't be afraid to do that.
I really enjoyed this conversation with Olivia, and I'm going to get to meet her very soon, so I'm excited for that. And we're going to be doing a little bit of work for Be the Change Media Network, so stay tuned. There were a bunch of moments in this conversation where I felt motivated by Olivia's work, and one of those moments was definitely when she was talking about the young people she's worked with throughout her activism journey. She talked about how she feels hopeful because of the drive and the passion that young people around her have, and they have the guts to challenge everything. I think that is so hopeful. And Olivia said it best when she said, "This generation is feisty." So I think we can all keep Olivia's work, her story, and her advice in mind, because change comes when you get feisty. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and you can find Olivia on Instagram at LivClarkActivism to get connected with her and follow along with all of the work she's doing. If you want to talk about anything I mentioned, please reach out to me by email at lily@bethechangepodcast.org or on Instagram at Be the Change Media Network. I am working on expanding Be the Change Media Network, which means bringing you more inspiring stories from amazing guests. If you enjoyed this episode, I would really appreciate it if you could leave the podcast a rating and a comment, because it will help these stories to reach, educate, and inspire more people. And I would also love to hear your thoughts and your feedback. Tune in for my next episode, but until then, be the change you wish to see in the world. Bye, guys.